Space News 59. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of January 5, 2025. The first piece of news for today. The new High Council in Temma is starting to work, while they finish adapting to their new roles. As I explained before, the infiltrated former High Council whose members are now all arrested because they had links with the Earth's Cabal, among other bad things, like staging a coup d'état and attempted murder, is now in the process of receiving its sentences. The problem is that Tejitans don't quite know how to manage high-level criminals, and many of the High Council members, those with minor crimes, most probably will only end up in a rehabilitation resort, which is something like a spiritual retreat, where they will be guided and healed. I see this almost as a prize, not as a punishment, so I tend to see this as too mild and very Pleiadian, if you know what I mean. And as for the rest of the ex-High Council members with the heaviest of crimes, I still don't know what they would do with them, but there is talk of taking some to one of the containment gulags in the frozen Tejetan planet Dakati, and others may also be sent back to Earth. But I don't know yet in what circumstances in the case they would be, certainly not to free them there. As I mentioned before, several Cabal and high-class business tycoons were discovered living and hiding in Temma and were arrested. I cannot give names here, but I don't have to, as they are some of the most hideous Earth Cabal characters you know, or have known well, those that make your stomach revolt, and who supposedly have died in the past 5 or 6 years. They didn't die, they were only taken off planet, rejuvenated in a wet medical pod, and set free to enjoy life. Well, several of them are now arrested and will be treated as high-level dangerous criminals, and will be sent to the gulags in Dakote, where they will be contained not only at a physical level, but also at a soul or spirit level, with the help and example of the Irma people who have a lot of experience containing evil spirits and entities. The only arrested illegal human with apparently no strong crimes against him is a businessman who likes to bite a certain type of fruit only once. Apparently, he will only be sent back to Earth, but after a thorough investigation of how he got to Temma, and who took him there and why. As you can see, many high-level individuals on Earth stage their own death, only to be taken off planet, rejuvenated with above-human technology which also solves their health issues, and continue to enjoy life, with no consequences, at least until now. We do not know yet how many have managed to infiltrate themselves into Tejetan society, with the help of the Rotten High Council, but the military is at work investigating and following the traces and leads to all of them. After some research, it was found that there was indeed a coup d'état in Tejetan some 7 years ago, as the former High Council that was functioning before 2018 was replaced with the ones that were just arrested a few days ago. While researching what happened to them, I found out that of the 24 former High Council members, 19 were dead, and 5 are missing. 19 former High Council members dead in 6 or 7 years is way too strange and unusual, even though officially each one of them died because of different reasons, and spaced through those years, and this strongly suggests foul play, most certainly from the rotten High Council that was just arrested. Officially, one drowned while his boat capsized, another fell off a tree while pruning it, yet another had a piece of roof fall on his head, and so on. This opens an entirely new line of investigation.